what she's doing. I think it's dancing. She's body with that, what is that, a Gucci bag? Oh boy, I really don't either. Whatever.
Hate, I don't care what bitches say. I don't even look their way. Look their way. Hate, I don't care what bitches say. I don't even look their way. Look their way.
Trigger warning. If you're easily offended, walk around with a stick up your ass, or if you're just a little bitch, just stop listening now, because you're probably going to get your feelings hurt. Okay, I was dating this guy in the industry, not going to mention any names. We broke up, things were getting weird. It's fine. So I was like, whatever. We were fine after a couple days, but we were still broken up, and maybe 3 weeks later or something. It's a Sunday. I'm getting in my car to leave and I notice that I have a package on my front step. I didn't fucking order anything. Amazon package front step. Did not place any Amazon orders that day, unlike every other fucking day of my life. So I run over and get it, get back in the car. I'm like, I have no idea what this is. I have no idea what this could possibly be. So I open it and it's a box inside of a box, but there's a gift receipt and it says from Gary. I'm like, who the fuck is Gary?
Like, what?
Who the fuck is Gary? Why does he have my address? Like, why the fuck is Gary sending me a package? So I'm like, all right, driving, mind you. I'm driving while I'm opening this package. Open the box inside the box. And what do I find? A fucking 9-inch vibrating, thrusting dildo. Yeah. Remote controlled. 9 inches, guys. Realistic looking too. It had veins.
That is disgusting.
Like, why the fuck is Gary sending me a 9-inch fucking thrusting vibrating dildo?
And who's Gary?
I have questions. So I obviously was scared. When I opened that fucking box alone in my car, I've never screamed so fucking loud.
Yeah.
I threw the fucking thing in the air and was screaming on top of my fucking lungs.
So if you were driving by and someone's looking at a window and they're, whoa, I just saw a fucking dildo.
I have a giant fucking penis in my hand. Thank God I have 5% tint. Can you fucking imagine? What if my window was down?
I went out the window.
I red light. I just fucking threw it.
And it goes and lands on the person's window. What the fuck?
Anyway, I was scared. Why the fuck is Gary sending me these dildos? Who the fuck is Gary? I message for support on fucking Amazon. I'm like, I'm scared for my life. I need you guys to tell me who sent me this package. Who is Gary? Where is Gary from? I need more information. And they were like, actually, it was sent anonymously, so I can't give out any more information, but I can give you a hint. I'm like, is this bitch fucking with me? Is this Amazon person fucking with me? She goes, but I need you to tell me what was inside the box. I was like, why do I need to say it out loud? I know that you can see what Gary sent me anonymously.
That's
You just want me to say it. So I said, Gary sent me a 9-inch vibrating and thrusting dildo. And she said, okay, great.
Great.
And she literally said, okay, great, thanks.
Like, she's in on the prank.
I really thought, this is fucking crazy. She has to be. Like, Amazon, you're fucked up. She's like, all right, I'll give you a hint, but I can't tell you unless you guess. I'm like, what is this fucking Rumpelstiltskin? I don't understand.
I feel like that's not legal, like, for customer support. Like, you can guess.
I kept saying, like, I feel like I might know who sent it to me. And if not, then I'm scared. I need to go file a police report or something because I did not ask for that.
I did not request this.
I did not ask for that. So she's like, I'll give you a hint. And she gave me the first letter of the first name and the first letter of the last name. And immediately, I obviously knew who the fuck it was. First of all, this guy is not fucking funny at all. Like, he never understood my jokes. Now I'm talking shit. But he was very serious, very into his work.
Which is fine.
There's nothing wrong with that. It was cool. I respected that. But then I got a fucking realistic dildo in the mail and I was really caught off guard because, first of all,
who orders that?
why would you be like, I think that's a good thing that I'm going to send my ex-girlfriend in the mail. Like, that would be a funny joke. Okay, maybe if you joked ever in your life, but you don't tell jokes. You don't really.
You're not funny.
You don't laugh at jokes. You don't tell jokes. Like, you never understood my jokes. Like, don't act like you're going to do something that I would think was funny if it were not you sending it. Like,
yeah.
No. If Quinn sent that to me and it was
laugh.
Like a funny note in there. Yeah.
But I still probably
from Gary.
Would never send you a fucking 9-inch thrust
well,
and vibrator.
I would
dildo.
Fucking hope not. But like, you're normal. If you sent me something funny, it would not
you,
be
like,
that.
A blown up bottle of ranch.
Oh my God. Wait. But now that we're talking about exes sending people shit in the mail, someone still has no idea that I did this. And they are probably still fucking wondering who sent this.
Are they going to watch this?
Probably, because all my ex-boyfriends stalk me. It's really fucking weird. No offense to those of you who don't stalk me, but are still watching this for some fucking reason, but don't stalk me at all.
I don't think I've ever had a package sent to me in the mail. Weird, creepy, nothing.
I sent you books in the mail, Quinn.
Yeah, but that was scary because I was like, I don't read. And I'm like, I don't want to read, Mom. She was like, they came in the mail. And I was like, why?
I was like, you need to read these self-help books, please.
Yeah, they were self-help books. I read one of them.
Yeah, because you were being a little negative, and I don't like that. I have really bad ADHD, if you can't tell. I'm trying my best. So anyway, I had this boyfriend, and I found out that he cheated on me. And I just turned everything into a fucking joke.
What did you send him?
I sent him a bag of gummy penises. Gummy dicks in the mail. Multicolored. It said, eat a dick. And when they opened it, it also exploded penis-shaped confetti. Not the kind that's easy to vacuum up. You know, like the hard plastic ones,
yeah.
The real tiny ones. Yeah. Little tiny confetti dicks.
I would have also put a bag of glitter in there and then it would have landed everywhere. Like the glitter that never leaves.
Yeah. Glitter is like fucking herpes. You're never getting rid of that shit.
Yeah, I hate fucking glitter.
I love glitter. Wait, I just saw a video the other day, and it was like when you find out your boyfriend cheated on you, and it was this girl dumping glitter all over his truck seat in his fucking gas tank. She was just dumping glitter everywhere, all over everything. Because, like I said, it's like fucking herpes. You can't get rid of that shit. So, yeah, now you know. Gummy penises, eat a dick.
Confetti explosion. Yeah, I don't think I've ever done that.
What's the craziest thing you've ever done to an ex-boyfriend or boyfriend?
I guess it wasn't my ex-boyfriend. It was my sister's. I mean, it was both our ex-boyfriends.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Reverse. What do you,
well,
what
okay,
the fuck do
let
you
me
mean?
Give context. Okay. I was in seventh grade. It wasn't a real boyfriend. We were just best friends. And, but me and my twin sister both had our first kiss with him.
Together?
No.
Okay, thank
years
God.
Years apart.
Thank
and yeah,
God.
Like we just joked about it because I was like, if they ever got married, I would literally say that like he was mine first at their fucking wedding, but they're not. Basically, they broke up. I don't remember their reasoning at this time because they ended up getting back together, but we were like probably freshman or sophomore in high school. And for some reason, we were with two other girls, me, my twin sister, and then two other girls. And we were at the one girl's house in the neighborhood of the ex-boyfriend. And we walked to the playground near his house. And for some reason, I decided to bring eggs with
what?
Me in my pocket. Like raw eggs. Like if you crack them, it's the yolk. I had four in my pocket. I don't know.
Were you egging someone?
I mean, I loved egg. I loved Mischief Night. Loved it. Loved it.
Was it Mischief Night?
No. It was just a regular Tuesday.
Okay. All right. So you're like our bar back Jerry. Shout out to Jerry. He loves fucking eggs.
Yeah, he loves hard-boiled eggs and fucking sausage sticks. Anyway, so we're at this fucking playground, and two of the guys that were best friends with the ex-boyfriend showed up. Like, we don't even know where they came from, but they were just there. And for some reason, I guess we were running in the opposite direction, and one of the eggs dropped out of my pocket and cracked. And I, like, didn't think anything of it. And I was like, fuck, like, just keep walking.
Nobody said, why do you have eggs?
No, they did, but I was just like, I have no idea how that got there. I've been there all night. So then we keep
Quinn's
walking.
Eggs.
Yeah, I'm literally just shitting out fucking raw eggs. I keep walking, and his house just happened to be sitting right there. So I winded up and threw eggs all over his front window. Threw them. Like, chucked them. Not realizing that the two boys were, like, hidden in the bushes and saw me do it. So then it also happened to be the ex-boyfriend's birthday. So I was like, oops. We go back to the girl's house. I go home to my house the next day thinking nothing was going to come of it at all. And we were supposed to be having a sleepover with the two girls. We were like, ooh, sleepover, blah, blah, blah. My dad was in charge. My mom was away. And my dad goes, you and Riley need to come sit in the living room with me. And I'm like, what the fuck did we do? I'm a perfect little angel. And he was like, what did you do yesterday? And I was like, literally nothing. And he was like, we're going over to blah, blah, blah's house. And I was like, oh, shit. And he was like, they called me this morning and said that you threw eggs all over their front window. That's glass. And it froze on their window because it was literally like 30 degrees outside. And that you're lucky it didn't shatter. And I was like, oopsie. My dad drove me and my twin sister, canceled our sleepover, said we were grounded, to the house. The parents were outside.
You had a burp. Did they make you scrape off the eggs?
It was already gone when we got there.
So what's the point?
I keep burping from this fucking stateside. Got to the house. The ex-boyfriend is either standing out there or standing in the window. I can't remember. And the parents were both out there. And I literally, we were apologizing and sobbing. And my dad's just standing there. I'm so sorry. They're like, why did you do that? And I'm like, your window was just staring at me. And he was like, I guess it's fine because like it was perfect aim, like directly in the middle of the window, like splattered. And I was like, thank you. And then I guess a couple months they got back together and we never talked. It became a joke. But like, your window's fine. It's literally fine. It was a fucking egg. It's not very demure.
Not very mindful. It's not very cutesy.
It's not very cutesy.
Not very cutesy. You know what's not fucking cutesy? Like, for fucking real. So, same person that sent me, we'll call him Gary.
Yes, we need nicknames for people.
Yeah, so Gary.
Yeah.
I think there was a last initial, too.
What?
It might have been like Gary G. Like, he went full out.
He probably put, like, some fake email in there, too. Like, GaryG@gmail.com.
Gary is really something else. So, after that whole incident, blowout fight, try to break up me and Quinn as friends, try to break up Quinn and Scooter, cause this whole fucking crazy shit because he was piecing shit together that didn't not even go together, like just making up fucking stories. Gary, if you're listening, please just chill the fuck out. Please. Yeah. After Gary sent me that 9-inch fucking unwanted dildo, shit went down. We got in a fight again because people are fucking crazy. Blocked his number. Like a whole weekend went by after I block his number and I go and open my laptop and apparently, 9-inch dildo from Gary. A couple days later, we get in another blowout fight. Typical. This shit is not going to work out. We're never going to get back together. Whatever. Block his number. The weekend passes by. Go back on my computer. And apparently, if you don't block someone from your whole email address, like on iCloud, their messages will still go through if you're logged in on your computer. I did not know that. Hundreds. I'm not even kidding. Hundreds of messages. It took me like 30 minutes to scroll and read through all of them. That's how many messages that there were.
And then you had to record them so that I could read them because you couldn't send pictures.
Oh, yeah. It's 11 minutes to screen record these messages. That's how many there were. And that's not including all of the messages, the DMs that I was getting from various fake pages who were this guy. One night after work, I had this guy at my house. I just want to emphasize that A month has passed. And literally laying down, watching a movie. And of course, we're watching fucking Annabelle. You ever see Annabelle?
Bits and pieces.
Do you remember the part when the hippies break into the house and they kill the family next door?
No, stop telling me this when I have to get home.
Okay, so, but this is what I'm watching.
Yeah.
And I'm fucking terrified. It's fucking scary, like that cult shit. So I'm laying in bed and it's literally 4 o'clock in the fucking morning, 4 a.m.
Yeah. I hate that your blinds are open right now. I keep getting scared. Keep going.
Right after that scene happens, all of a sudden I hear banging hard as fuck on my side door. I'm like, what the fuck is that? Like, not just like a normal knock. No. I'm like, was that the TV? I'm just going to wait. I'm not going to wake him up and say anything. Of course, he's asleep next to me. Then I hear the knock again, but fucking louder. And I'm like, what the fuck is that? And I like go like this. I'm like, I think someone's knocking on the door. He's like, what do you mean? And I'm like, be quiet, listen. And it just keeps fucking happening. And I'm like, I'm fucking scared. Like, who the fuck is that? Like, it was aggressive. And then I heard someone pulling on my back door, like my screen door. And he's called the fucking cops. And he locks us in the fucking room. He's called the police right now. Like, we need to report this. This is fucking insane. What if someone followed you home from work? Like, we don't know.
Yeah, I would have like, shit my
dude,
pants.
I was so scared because there are a lot of creepy people where we work. Like, when you're walking out, like, there's people standing there still. Like, what if they followed us home and they know I'm walking out with money? Like, what if they're trying to rob me? You never fucking know. So I'm call the fucking cops. The cops are, like, taking their fucking time, asking me questions. Mind you, I live in the tiniest fucking town.
Like, yeah.
I could probably throw a rock at the police station from here. And I'm like, what the fuck is taking so long? I'm scared. I'm crying on the phone. All of a sudden, he is knocking on the side of my fucking house.
Like on the window?
So I guess, or maybe it was the back door. I don't know. But I was just shaking. I was on the phone with the cops like at the same time that this is happening. And he starts knocking like a song, like in song form, that I might get fucking killed right now.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, I hear something fucking shatter in my fucking driveway. And I'm like, are the cops on their fucking way? Because someone is outside trying to break in.
Yeah, I would have lost my fucking mind.
I was about to throw the fuck up. I had nothing to protect myself in my room. All I had was a fucking Stanley cup.
Well, apparently those are really dangerous.
Yeah, this was before we heard about that story. Yeah. That's fucking insane. But that's all I had was a fucking Stanley cup, and that was fucking it, and some pillows. That's literally, I had nothing else I could have used to protect myself if somebody broke in. I would have been dead. Cops still taking their fucking time. I don't know what the fuck they were doing. But finally, they get there and knock on my door. This person was still, like, at the end of my driveway for some reason. And I open the door, peek out, and he's waving like this, excited to fucking see me. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? Like, he's waving like he's fucking hyped to see me. I'm fucking scared. It's 4 a.m. They're like, can we talk to you? He says that he lives here. I'm like, what? They're like, he said he lives here, and he's just coming here to get his clothes. I'm like, he does not live here. He's never once lived here. Not once.
Yeah, no. I would have thrown up.
And they're like, it's your ex-boyfriend, and he says that he lives here. I'm like, he's never lived here. Not once.
I would be like, my name is on the lease.
He barely talked to me. He would disappear for fucking days. He did not fucking live here. Did he ever pay a bill here? Is he on my lease? No. He lives somewhere else. Does not live here. And they're like, he said he was just stopping by to get clothes that he left here. I was like, do you want me to go get the clothes that he left here? Because I already have them in a bag. It was 2 t-shirts and a pair of camo cargo pants with paint on them.
Yeah, he really needed those back.
I was like, there is no fucking way that he's stopping by to get these at
4 a.m.
Like, you do not need those at 4 a.m. What the fuck are you doing? And I was shaking still. I'm like, fucking thinking I'm about to fucking die. And they ended up arresting him. And I had to go to the police station. And I'm there till fucking 7 a.m. You want to know why I'm there till 7 a.m.? Because their printer wasn't working. I'm like, what the fuck is taking so long? And I hear them talking about it in the next room. They're like, what do we do? The printer. I can't get the printer to work. The printer's not working. I'm like, you're fucking cops and you can get a fucking printer to work?
I'd be like, give me it. I'll fix it.
You want me to come back there and fucking fix this? No, but I still had to wait for the girl to come in and fix the printer for these grown-ass fucking men. After I just worked all fucking night and I had to wake up at 10 a.m. for my boss's daughter's baby shower that I'm obviously not going to fucking miss. Also, this is an even funnier part. My window, my side window was all the way the fuck open. And also, by accident, my front door was unlocked. So he could have just fucking came right in.
Dude,
but he had to be dramatic. He could have just climbed right in if he really wanted to, but he's probably just fucking scared.
I'll literally shit myself. I will literally, if someone broke in this house right now.
Did you see the video that I posted in Puerto Rico of fucking Michael Myers walking down the street?
Like, I don't understand. I literally, my sister's, look, it's Michael Myers. And I'm like, what? And I look and I was like,
it's fucking terrifying.
It was 100 degrees out and you're telling me you would have put on a fucking Michael Myers costume and a mask.
What are you gaining from that?
Terror. Like, he was, people were literally swerving.
He was actually trying to scare people.
Yes, he was running down the street.
Where were the fucking cops? They don't have them there?
I mean, they do, but it's weird because there were a lot of cops at night. Every street we turned down, there was a cop sitting there. But during the day, in the middle of the highway, I feel like they weren't patrolling.
It's fucking crazy. But I don't know if Michael Myers is scarier than your fucking ex-boyfriend literally climbing up on your fucking roof and ripping off your Ring camera solar panel and shattering it in your fucking driveway at 4 a.m.
Yeah, and all he wanted was to get his fucking
clothes. That's what you had to do to get your fucking camo cargo pants. Like, he had to go shatter my fucking Ring camera and break my
door. The difference is, like, a normal person, if they really just wanted their clothes, would have texted him and been like, hey.
Well, he was blocked.
Yeah.
But he could have asked a friend to
tell
me, like, hey, can you tell Nicole I really want those camo pants?
Or, like, can she put them in the mailbox or something?
Right.
You come at 4 o'clock in the morning slamming on our entire house and ripping things off the roof. That's insane.
Okay, Spider-Man, what the fuck are you doing up there? How the fuck did you even get up there?
I don't know, but when I woke up,
I don't have a ladder.
Text, I thought that was a joke. I was literally like, ha ha ha.
A lot of things happened.
She's now, I'm literally still at the police station right now.
No, I'm still here. Like, here's proof, here's evidence I'm fucking here. Still haven't slept. That was fucking crazy. But a lot of crazy shit happens to me.
Gary, sending you all the love, Gary. XOXO, pretty drunk.
We should get shirts that say, pretty drunk loves Gary, or Gary loves pretty drunk.
Probably.
I should get shirts made that say, Gary is my biggest fan, instead of my ex-boyfriend is my biggest fan. Gary versus everybody.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of people would buy them.
Gary versus everybody. And then the back of it, we'll put a picture of the dildo.
Oh my God. It's just like, you would think that if he really wanted to get back with you, why send a dildo? Why try and break into someone's house? Like, those are not signs that you're trying to, like, work through your issues. And
like, you're
together.
Just snowballing. You're making it worse. You are spiraling.
Like, I'm sorry. If me and my boyfriend broke up, I wouldn't just show up at 4 o'clock in the morning and break things off their house. What? If Scooter did that, first off, I would be in jail because I would be scared. I'd be like, you know what? Just lock me in there. Just not dealing with that.
I heard that someone's dropping a diss track about me soon. Maybe about me and Freezy. Definitely about me. Definitely about someone else that we won't mention, because I said, I'm not going to talk about you on this podcast. I just mean this episode. I'm definitely going to talk about him in the near future because there is a lot to fucking say. Sorry. Yeah. You know who you are. I'm sorry. Not sorry. Yeah, so I can't wait, because if someone drops a fucking diss track about me, I don't think they understand, like, how seriously I will take it. I will go to a professional recording studio.
Drop it back. It's going to be like Kanye verse, or not Kanye, but Drake versus
who? Kendrick.
Why you trolling like a bitch? Ain't you tired? Trying to strike a chord, and it's probably A minor.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be Kendrick. I love Drake, though.
My mom loves Drake. If you ask my mom who she would marry, it would be Drake. Everything is Drake. Drake, I will marry Drake. Drake's my husband.
I love Drake.
I think I want to find a way to get her to meet him. Drake, you could be my dad.
Drake, will you please be my dad?
Drake, Daddy Drake. My mom would be
Daddy,
like,
Drake.
You've never called your own dad that. I'd be like, you're right. True.
But Drake looks like a daddy.
Yeah. But so does Chris Brown.
Oh, I love Chris Brown.
Chris Brown, you're crazy, but I love you.
Everyone I ever dated is crazy, so I feel like it's a good fit.
I don't think I've ever dated anyone crazy.
Oh, you really haven't?
No. And I feel like any of my boyfriends that I've been with were, like, not real boyfriends. And, like, I literally had dudes cheat on me and I'd be like, it's fine. Okay. Have a great time with her.
And bye. You never talked to him again?
No. Or if I would see them out, I'd be like, hey, how are you? And they'd be like, you don't hate me? And I'm like, no,
it probably hurts them way worse that you're unbothered.
I just feel like I obviously was upset, but I felt like I just was so, like, I sucked at being, like, sad in front of people. I'd be like, it's okay.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah. I have to burp. Have you ever slapped anybody while you were working?
Yeah, across the face, literally with a slice of fucking cheese pizza. Like, hard as fuck. Like, you heard that shit.
Did the cheese come flying off?
There was sauce residue on their cheek. Like, I fucking swung that slice back. I picked up that slice from the box. And I swung that shit back so fucking far and hit them across the face so fucking hard that it sounded like I slapped them with my fucking hand. And I didn't. And you could tell because there was fucking pizza sauce right on their fucking cheek.
I would have started
eating
the slice.
You know what's crazy, though? They fucking told me to do it, and they thought that I wouldn't, and I fucking did. Did not even fucking flinch.
That's, yeah. I don't think I have anything to top that.
What do you mean? I literally saw videos of you slapping your sister with tortillas.
Oh, yeah, I did do that. I forgot. And then it flew in the garage. Yeah.
Let us know what the craziest food item is that you've slapped somebody with.
Just feel like I've done crazier fucking shit, though.
Oh, my God. Remember New Year's Eve? What was it, 2 years ago?
When you were wasted?
Yeah, I was blacked out. This is the first, like...
This was the first New Year's Eve I'd worked.
Yeah. First of all, I had all of you guys at JJ's at noon, remember? Yeah,
but that was such a fun New Year's Eve.
I'm sure it was. I don't fucking remember.
Was this Mean Girls?
It was the Y2K party.
Yes.
And we made one of those photo booths with the glass so it looked like...
Girls. Or Barbie?
No, I saw like a magazine cover. That's what people were doing. But I wanted it to be a Y2K theme. So I was like, let's make a burn book.
Yes, I remember this.
That people can stand in. So that's what we did. It was fucking ginormous. It was huge. And
but we used it for other stuff too. Like it lasted.
Yeah, we like changed it to Barbie later on. No, it was really cool. But like all the decorations were so sick. But I had the staff there at fucking noon.
Mm-hmm.
And the owner also came in at noon. Did not eat a single thing all fucking day.
You never fucking eat, I feel like. You're like, get me a bagel and a coffee. And you take four sips of your coffee and then it's watered down. And then your bagel is freezing cold and sitting there 8 hours later.
Because this is why. Because we invited the owner. Actually, he wasn't invited. He just came.
Yeah, he showed up.
He's, I'm going to help you direct this. I'm literally up on a fucking ladder hanging shit. And he's behind me on the ladder asking me questions and telling me, do this. Telling people, directing shit. And I'm getting so frustrated because I was hangry, probably.
Probably.
Instead of being a normal person and when we're done with all this, you know, eating food, getting ready for the night, I go in the basement in the owner's office, in his office, in his fucking chair.
Yeah.
And I tell the barback, go upstairs and grab us a bottle of Rumplemintz. What? I'm like, don't ask questions. Please go grab a bottle of Rumplemintz. And I don't even care if it's fucking cold. Just
I don't know
go
who it was because they were like, you have to go downstairs. And I was like, okay. Sure.
It was probably Rob and no, the barbacks that night were Maz, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
Maz, Brian Yost, and Rob.
Yeah.
I think it was Maz that went upstairs and got the Rumplemintz, brought it down to the office.
Yep.
And it was me and Deanna down there.
Mm-hmm.
And the barbacks made them go get Quinn and come downstairs. Nobody's going to know.
No one will know.
So, yeah, I'm sitting in, we get changed. Into our juicy tracksuits.
I loved that theme, though.
That was so cute. I thought the juicy tracksuits were, like, perfect. Yeah. No one would think about that shit. That's what we were fucking wearing on New Year's Eve. Everyone's in dresses and skirts and wearing juicy tracksuits.
Yeah. And they were comfortable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were so cute. We're just sitting in a circle, going shot for shot with Rumplemintz in our boss's office right before the shift. Everyone else is upstairs preparing, ready to fucking go. So... Tori is upstairs. She was in the fucking zone, ready to fucking work. Usually she's like my partner in crime, like my bad influence. We have each other's backs. No, she was like...
Fuck that.
She was in work fucking mood. Like that Adderall kicked in. Whatever, Tori. You didn't want to have fun that day. It's fine. I'm glad that you didn't actually because that would have been fucking insane.
Yeah. I don't think anyone... I don't even know how we got paid that night because nothing made sense. That night. And it was my first New Year's Eve. And once you tell the story, it'll make sense. But I was literally like, what do I do?
I don't even know if I made a single fucking drink that night. I probably did, but I just was having the time of my fucking life up there. Tori's, there's a fucking line outside. This is the first New Year's Eve that you convinced Mark that we are not going to have an open bar. Can we get ready? Yeah. Can you please tell Nicole and Deanna to come upstairs? And we're downstairs, fucked up. I should not have been sitting down. I should have eaten food. Should not have done that in general. I should have just fucking waited. What time was it? 8 p.m.?
Yeah, like, we hadn't even opened the doors yet.
No. Like, and I don't even know if I drank water yet.
I only had, I think I had at least two or three shots. And
yeah, so you had two or three. Imagine what me and Deanna drank.
Yeah, but I was still, I didn't really drink Rumplemintz at the time. Like,
and you were on
new.
Beer tub too, weren't you?
Yeah, and I was standing at the front beer tub. I'm drunk.
I went upstairs and I was ready to fucking rage. I was in the greatest fucking mood. Like, people were mad and confused because they thought when they were buying, like, tickets to get in that they were just getting a deal. Like, it was cheaper this year and it still included the open bar, even though we clearly said on the tickets, like, does no, not include an open bar. They're pissed. And they kept sending people over to me, the manager. And I'm just laughing in everyone's face. I'm like, I have nothing to do with that. I'm just here to make the drinks. I just make drinks.
Yeah, fuck off.
And sending them back outside, them and their fucking slap bracelets that I insisted that we had slap bracelets for that night instead of fucking wristbands. I'm like, no, use these. And I went outside to give Mark more slap bracelets. And he just looks at me and he's like, I could already tell that he knew that I was fucking blacked out.
Yeah.
And I'm just laughing in everyone's fucking face as they're bitching and complaining. I did not care. I'm like, oh, go somewhere else then. Bye.
Yeah.
Tori's so fucking pissed. And of course, it's like me, Tori, and Carly up front. They mean fucking business.
Yeah.
At all times.
But it ended up being packed that night, too.
Dude, like, it was fucking insane. And I was just having the time of my fucking life.
Yeah.
And midnight comes, and I'm like, I'm going to spray this champagne bottle.
And I was like, can I come, please?
I was like, yeah, come over here. And Carly's, do not spray the champagne. Do not spray that champagne. Please don't. And I'm like, I'm going to do it. And we were just spraying every champagne bottle that we could fucking find.
Everywhere. The floor was soaking wet in champagne. The ceiling. And glitter. Like, the glitter was encrusted.
Oh, my God. I forgot about this. We got to reverse a little bit.
So I go over to the bar to spray champagne, but we also put glitter, like pieces of paper.
Yeah,
because
I got those confetti cannons, like the ones that you pop yourselves for, like, how many did I buy? Like fucking 100 of them?
You bought a lot.
And I was handing them out to the fucking crowd, the bartenders, the bar backs, like everyone, every last fucking one of those confetti poppers were ready to go. I thought that they were like the paper, the tissue ones that would be like easy to clean up.
No.
Nope. They were like the... Just like the Better confetti ones. Dicks, just yeah. like the confetti dicks, they were that material. Yeah. And
I was spraying champagne in people's eyeballs and they were screaming at me.
There was confetti, like it was all in the fucking ice. As soon as it like went off in the air, that's when I realized I fucked up.
Oops.
Imagine 100 fucking of the big ass confetti poppers like going the fuck off. And yeah. you're like, I
also
fucked up.
soaked in champagne.
It was all my fucking ice, and I was so fucked up that I was just scooping ice into the cup filled with fucking confetti
yeah,
like, and making the drinks on top of it.
These
all.
Are our special drinks.
And I'm like, Happy New Year. Like, it's a New Year's Eve cocktail. Like, here
yeah.
you fucking go.
That
people did not
a
give
bad
a fuck.
Idea, though, like,
they did not give
that.
A fuck anyway. They were all fucked up too at this point. But how was I that drunk for those many fucking hours?
I don't know, because I thankfully sobered up. I did not have one sip of alcohol at all. I was drinking water all fucking night. And then I look over and Nicole was still fucking wasted. But thankfully, it was getting time to close.
Yeah, so...
I'm thinking, okay, we're going to be... Everything's fine. They're going to clean
gray,
it up.
Whatever. No. First of all, we still had the confetti in the sinks and, like, in random crevices that we would find for the whole fucking year. The people who clean, like, were so fucking mad.
Oopsie.
Sorry, guys.
Happy New Year.
So end of the night, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing until I realized that Mark and Tori are in the back, like, counting the money. And I went back there and I was like, why the fuck are you counting the money? And they're like, because you can't fucking count the money. But they were taking so fucking long.
Yeah.
And something, it just was not adding up. Like, we thought we made more money than we did. I wouldn't know. I just was doing my fucking best. And I was just listening to what everyone else was saying.
Yeah.
But they were yelling at me because I was fucked up and they just wanted me to go sit the fuck down. I was like, fuck you guys. You know what? I quit.
Yeah.
And
oh my God, I forgot
yeah.
you quit.
I was like, I quit. Bye. And I fucking leave.
No, you came back and you were sitting there and I was fucking standing in the middle of the bars in between both of them looking back and forth. So I'm like, where do I sit? What? I feel like this is war. Because that's not you and Tori.
No, because
just
I was calling an Uber because I didn't have my car because you took me there that day.
Yeah, but then I left with you.
Yeah, I know. Viddy came in and she's like, just come with me. And I'm like, yeah, I am coming with you because I just fucking quit. And they don't even care. I'm like, they don't even care that I quit. Whatever. I'm like, bye. I'm like, leave. All three of us, we get in this fucking Uber.
Nicole's throwing ones.
I'm like, Happy New Year. Thank you so much. Like, I love you. Take a fucking stack of 100 ones and throw it in the fucking air in this Uber.
All over the Uber. He couldn't even be
like,
mad.
Like, Happy New Year. I just threw 100 fucking ones in the fucking air.
Yeah.
What? Why did I do that? And you guys are just laughing.
Because it was hilarious. The Uber driver's like, yeah! Best night of my life!
I'm like, still fucking raging. And then we go to Viddy's house.
And nothing is open for DoorDash. Not a single thing. We couldn't order anything. I remember this vividly because I was starving. And nothing would deliver on New Year's that late.
Yeah. And I was still awake for some reason, but I was sobering up. And we were like, let's crack open some red wine. And Viddy, of course, has no
glasses.
Bottle opener. No glasses, no bottle opener. She has a fork and a knife. I think, like, maybe just one.
Yeah.
Would I use a knife?
I don't remember, because I was literally sleeping on the floor. I was so mad at everyone.
Yeah.
I was like, I want to go to bed. And they were like, wake the fuck up or
we're, like,
shut up.
We're still fucking partying. The bar backs came over to Viddy's house.
Yeah.
We're like, this shit does not fucking add up. Like, something's not right. And I'm like, you're right. It does not add up. Meanwhile, I have no fucking idea what the hell I was talking about because I couldn't even read the screen probably the whole night. Like,
I'm like, one.
I do not get fucked up like that at work. Like, I'll take shots, Sorry, I know I'm not allowed to at JJ's, but yeah, I fucking do. But I don't get blacked the fuck out or drunk.
Yeah.
I'm not.
I feel like New Year's was just a bad night.
I don't know. I was in a bad fucking mood and I was just over it. I don't know what the fuck got into me, but I was really reckless that day. But I sobered up by this point and I don't know how the fuck I was not like hungover, but.
I drove Nicole home.
Yeah. Oh, we're going here? Okay.
I drove Nicole home. It was 6 o'clock in the morning. I haven't fucking slept. I was like, I'm ready for bed.
I know.
I'm like reviving from my sleep.
Yeah, it really was 6 a.m. So we leave.
I drove Nicole home alone.
Yeah. And then I'm awake and this person was texting me. Like they always would text me, but they're texting me this time. And apparently I was flirting with him all fucking night. Not that I would know.
Perfect.
But yeah, that's what I did. I was flirting with him all night. And I come home and he's texting me. And I'm just wide awake as if I'm ready to start my fucking day. Clean my whole house. Took out my trash. What the fuck is wrong with me? I like mop my floors and everything. That's how awake I was. And refreshed.
She started her day while I was asleep. And I woke up 8 hours later.
Yeah. So 11 a.m. He texts me and says something about, what did he say exactly?
I don't remember, but I think he just appeared at your house.
Yeah, whatever. So broad fucking daylight. I don't even have any blinds on my windows yet. And I have windows on my fucking roof. Actually, I don't even have a bed frame yet at my house at this point because I just moved into this house.
Oh, yeah.
I had a mattress on my floor. No blinds or curtains. And he wanted to come over. And it's 11 a.m. So broad fucking daylight. And I'm like, all right, sure, come over. And we're just like hanging out on my couch. And I'm watching tarot card readings as usual.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we did things that I shouldn't have done, like on my mattress on the ground in broad fucking daylight. Like, why?
Happy New Year.
I okay? And then that person just, I was like, all right,
I'll see you later.
And he's like, all right, have a good day. I'm going to go to Xfinity now on my way home. And
yeah,
for the Eagles. I'm like, all right. So that's how we started the day. And I texted Quinn, what time was it? Like 2 p.m.?
I was like, I just woke up and she's, and blah, 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 just left. And I was like,
blah, blah, just left my house. She's like, what do you mean? I literally took you home. Yeah, he stopped by around 11. She's like, what?
It was a good way to come into the meet.
Yeah. Started off strong.
Jesus Christ.
That was fucking crazy. I must have been going through a fucking phase. I think I still am going through a phase. I was like, I don't even fucking care. I don't give a fuck about nothing.
You live and you learn.
No, I didn't.
You didn't then, but you did now.
Yeah, I did. I learned now.
You learned now.
The hard way.
Yeah, when someone probably breaks in your window, Gary.
Gary,
if you're out there,
what's up with the letter G?
G, the G spot?
No.
No,
I mean I wasn't going there.
G.
There. Oh, a pattern because G, like the letter.
Oh
G.
Yeah. I wasn't thinking that.
No, your mind was somewhere fucking else. Yeah, but so that was my first one night stand because usually everybody just falls in love with me and they never leave. They don't go home. We just, that's it.
You're here now. Welcome home.
Welcome home. Like as soon as someone comes over, welcome home. What the fuck do you mean? I'm like, you'll see.
You're never leaving.
You'll see.
You're stuck.
You're stuck here by choice though.
Now clean my house.
Please. Like I'm fucking begging. That was my only one night stand, I think.
I think.
No, I really do. I don't know. Yeah, because I was, like, shocked that I did that, and so were you, and everyone else was like, what the fuck are you talking about?
I was really confused at first, because I was literally like, no, because that person offered to drive you home,
like,
and
I thought I was drinking.
Purposely was like, I'm driving you home.
He did say, that's what the whole thing was. He said, I'll drive you home. I said, all the way to New Jersey, you do not live anywhere near me.
Yeah, and I was like, no, I got it.
She's no, I'm taking her home.
I got it.
You're not taking her home.
And then he still made his way over here. I couldn't stop it at that point. It wasn't anything.
There's nothing wrong with him, though. He's a good guy.
No, yeah, he was a good guy. I actually really liked him. I think, no offense.
We still like him. We're friends with him.
Yeah. I think, honestly, out of the guys that I know, he is primarily my favorite. Sorry, guy, right now. We love you, too, but, like, he was
a... What guy? I don't have a boyfriend.
True.
You want to tell them about one of the first shifts that you worked? You were single. and you were going to go meet up with this guy.
Oh, my God. Okay, so yes, I was single, and I was just...
She did not even know that Scooter existed yet.
Yeah, I didn't at all. Okay, anyway, I was working, and there was this guy who was the guy that you always try and meet up with. It's someone that you've been, like, planning to hook up with, but it just never works out. You're never in the same place at the same time. And he messaged me, and I don't know what in my right mind, I was like, yeah, I'm coming over here. But he was like, hey, I'm home for the weekend. I'm like, I'm home for Thanksgiving, y'all. And I was like, okay, I'll come over. An hour drive away, like a full hour.
What the fuck? I didn't know that.
Yeah, an hour. Like, I'm in the middle of fucking nowhere. I had no idea. I probably was going to get murdered. But anyway, I look down, and for some reason, it's the night that I just didn't put socks on. Like, I just came with no socks on, which is just disgusting. Because
no socks with her sweaty ass sneakers.
Yeah, they were tight,
while
dirty
working
sneakers.
Like an 8-hour shift.
Yep.
Probably getting wet behind the bar.
And I told Nicole, and she was like, I'll give you my socks from my feet. So
I took off my socks and I said, here you go.
And then I never ended up going.
You didn't?
No. What? First off, did you ever think I was really about to go to a man's house an hour away in the middle of nowhere?
Fully confident. That's why I was supporting it.
Yeah, no. I feel like I also always did that. I'd be like, yeah, I'm going to go. Why was my I feel like I was always like, oh my God, wanting to live out my Samantha Jones era. And like, I never did ever. And I was like, yeah, I'm going to go hook up with this dude in the middle of nowhere and never talk to him again. Like, that would never fucking happen.
Where did you even meet him?
Honestly, I don't know. I knew him. We had mutual friends, but I think he was from like Hamilton. But like, he's so nice. Like, it's not awkward. Like, he literally. So last week,
oh my God, this is my favorite part.
Last week we're at work. I haven't seen this dude in years, and I haven't talked to him in years. Just like happy birthdays here and there. And I'm standing with Nicole at the bar, and I hear Quinn. And it's literally a day that we had a fucking, this is our bar crawl day. So we'd been there all day. My makeup is like half melted off my face. And don't get me wrong, I'm not trying to impress anybody, but it was not a good day. And I turned to the right. And he's fucking standing at the bar. But I looked at Nicole and I was like, it's Sock Scott.
It's and I looked down and I said, yeah, with no fucking sock.
Yeah. That was like crazy.
This episode is sponsored by Gary. Thank you for your lovely gifts. If you are fucking batshit crazy and you work in the nightlife industry, and if you have any funny or crazy stories to share, let's talk.
Come meet us on the pink couch.
Thanks for listening to Pretty Drunk.
See you next week,
you drunk motherfuckers.